Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Like, I'm just talking what I go through, whatever it is. And be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world. But it's me.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
You tell them the downfall, whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
Yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the RICO, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millie, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
The hottest, hottest under the sun. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. You already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast for dreams come true.
Fuck up my dreams.
Somebody gon' die tonight. You already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's Cash Money Records, man, a lawless game.
Unfucking believable, Lil Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Sutherland. It's obvious that he'll be Cash Money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him, bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. People, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. You can get the fucking lid. Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches, I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best, and no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the card of three, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me, baby, I'm me. It's cash money over everything. It's in my blood, I feel it running in every vein. I'm from the mud, I am a missile like a stud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like FUD. And I say it on my flow at cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking Birdman like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you, I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me, baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me, you're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em, Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would peel like
70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within. So I shit on myself, cause I'm so sick and tired of shit on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit.
Shows, and I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hear it from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell her friend that it's time to go.
But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey in this bitch. You dig? I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. But tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. You dig? I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Fall on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice. Put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? From where they make gumbo at? Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like
for nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top, but all the else is right above it. We own it. Young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. And I got my gun in my boot purse, and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
What's popping out there? What's good with y'all? How everybody doing? Alright. Peace in the chat. Peace to those on the call line. Real quick, upcoming webinar on Saturday at 1. So don't forget to reserve your seats or get your ticket, I guess, more or less, right, to get your place, secure your space. We're going to be talking about private name change process, and we're going on some ID stuff as well. All right, so you can get your tickets at lowlifeacademy.com. That's the only thing I want to mention on the webinars right now. So what's good with y'all? It's Thursday, man. A lot of stuff been going on throughout the course of the week. I had a very eventful week. Some things to take care of, and some things got taken care of. So, excited to get in here with y'all. Peace, my brother. Okay, yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah. So, tonight, we're going to do a brief show. I've been shying away from doing like these 2-hour clips. And the reason why I've been doing that is because a lot of people have a hard time going back and being patient again to redo something for 2 hours. So I'm playing with it. For the most part, we've been going for about an hour and a half. So today I'm going to play with it a little bit different. All right. So I was thinking what would be the best topic to cover tonight. We've been going in on some wills, and I've seen my people doing some will stuff. So again, I encourage those that's been getting it done to keep going. Y'all almost there, right? I know I got some feedback from a couple people saying that how we presented the show on Tuesday, you know, giving some template examples, you know, there's some useful gems in there, so to speak. So I'll put something up on YouTube on the wheel, probably show y'all one or two of those templates again. We've been gearing up with YouTube to really focus on providing remedy, really showing people for free various templates and processes and things like that. We're working on some big things right now. I really want to say some big things right now. So we have some huge things in the works. So we've been plugging away. I don't know how my throat just got dry like that. Give me 1 second. Let me get some of that. 1 second, y'all, please. The crazy thing with these microphones is they pick up everything. So I don't want y'all to hear me gulping down some water, trying to like clear my throat. All right. So what was I saying? Man, see what happens when you get distracted. People have been doing quite a bit with some of these things. So as we look at YouTube, we're gearing up to just provide as many resources and templates as possible for free.
And again, you might not get the full clip of, you know, the document or what have you, but you'll get enough and an understanding to be able to go make your own. And a lot of these things are out there for free. We do not disseminate any information that we have done in-house or personally or anything like that. These templates are generic templates that we're finding online and providing to y'all because it gets the job done. But again, disclaimer, and I'll go into it tonight. I think that's a great segue, actually. I didn't even plan on that, but we'll go into it tonight. But you really need to understand what you're doing. And I think that people are still a little bit confused as to, you know, what it is to be public or to be private or how to doctor up your documents to fit, you know, who they are. So remember, name of the game is rescission, right? I know a lot of people are talking about rescinding contracts now, but you want to make sure you separate yourself. And that's... Yo, that's dope. I love it. All right, peace. What's good in the chatty? I like it. yeah. So let's get into it. Now I feel a little bit chipper. I see my audience now. Let's go. So let's talk a little bit about this public and private. And I'm only going to present, again, not an argument to y'all, but more so information that I've come across that a lot of you all have come across. But I don't know if you understand it or if you understand what you're looking at. All right, so peep it. This is I'll put it in the chat. I don't even know where I got this from, but I got this. That's the title of the article. And as with everything, it says, educate yourself, ask questions, verify everything. Can I pause right there just to say how... how insane it is that people do not take the time to educate themselves. And if they don't educate themselves, they can never formulate the right questions or pertinent questions relating to the subject matter. And if they can't ask the right questions, how can they verify that what they're doing is correct or incorrect, all right? So this is the dope thing, all right? So pay attention, educate yourself, ask questions, verify everything. That's what I've been trying to propel everyone to do. But this is not my information. This is just something that I'm sharing, all right? So again, educational purposes only. They give a little maximum of law. I'm gonna skip over some of these. All right, so they give you the topic that they're gonna cover. And the first topic is in the private. So let's go look at what they mean by private. So it says here, every natural man and woman is born in the private. And they got that in quotes, right? So whereas a government of the people is a public institution and therefore its public servants and its various artificial creations are in the public, including the artificial legal person. I don't know if this is going to be an article, if they're just going to throw out random statements, but what they're basically saying is they're trying to give you a separation. And a lot of people struggle with this because they take it literally like this, right? It said in the beginning, they separated natural man from natural woman. So how do people demonstrate the separation? Well, these crazy people put on their paperwork, I am living man, living soul. Let me say this. And I'm going to have some fun tonight because y'all perked me up. I appreciate y'all. Let me say this. Peep this, right? It's an oxymoron for someone to make a claim that they are a natural living this and soul possessing that, right? If they're going to enter into the building, the business that is engaged in the building is entity to entity. So that's why I'm laughing, because people just say shit for saying shit's sake, and they don't have a clue what it is that they actually mean. So I'll leave it at that. And then obviously y'all know the artificial person legal name is like, or legal person is always going to be that entity. That's the one that goes into the building. And you walk in there talking about you, the living soul. In any instance, it says a man or a woman can either live in the private or act in the public. Again, random statements. It says we are trained from an early age to accept a higher authority as normal. Most people exist in a culture of submission and conformity. Well, I strongly agree, right? And we can see evidence of that with social media. It doesn't recognize leaders. It acknowledges how many followers you got. Oh my God. So yeah, allowing numerous aspects of their lives to be controlled by the government. All right. The populace is manipulated to become dependent and conditioned to become fit. Well, you know, that's their perspective. Let me see if they got anything else they want to say. All right. You are indoctrinated to act in the world. All right. You know what? I'm going to say this because most of y'all would probably read through. I don't know who the author is for this document. Like I said, I just saw it and I said, let me just read it. But they're almost... Well, let me say this. They're very tactful. So if you can get a copy of this, you want to look at the words that they're pointing out. All right. So they're very tactful. All right. So you're indoctrinated to act, right, in the role of a legal person. And truth be told, it's more than that. Right. You are indoctrinated to act, though, because again, I use the example of going to court. You going to court, meaning the building, is just that. It's a play. And every play have acts. And act one, scene one, is you have to act as a defendant. You have to assume the role of defending. I don't know who's playing with me out there, but I appreciate you. Yeah, I do. Lick my fire. Yeah, so act in the role of a legal person. So, which is an artificial creation of the... Again. Let me jump around. Legal person actors for, it's just a whole bunch of statements. I thought this was an article. When a living name is registered for an artificial legal person on a birth certificate, the estate trust is formed. They got that right. Such as Mr. John Doe Trust. Oh, boy. All right. I'm having a hard time because this is not really even an article. All right. So according to this, it's saying for the law of the sea, consent to contract can be presumed by silent acquiescence unless the party contracted thereby rebut the presumption of consent. See, a lot of people are stuck right here. And I got to do so epic fail this week. Too many things going on. I kind of made y'all privy on Tuesday what was going on. So I didn't really get much done this week. So there was no YouTube videos. I have some. I just didn't feel Like, I did one on the Express Trust, and I just didn't like my energy, and, you know, so I didn't release it. But I, in that one, I showed you the full templates and showed you that that's being sold, so you can see, you know, what you're paying for. All right, so as it relates to what I just read, rebut the presumption. I think this here summarizes it for you, but it also creates a lot of confusion. So I'm going to read this sentence here. It says, if you do not wish to consent to their contract offer, right? It's not the contract, it's the contract offer. We call it the presentment, right? You must rebut the presumption that you are acting in the role of an artificial, fictional, legal person. That's it. I just summed it up. That's how you don't go to court. Courts don't pay for it. Right? I just summed it up for you right there. That's how you don't go to court. Maxim says, and that's not in here, but presence of the body corrects the error in the name, right? A couple of my folks used to, you know, chant that. But that's exactly what it represents. You showing up in the building, acting as a dead person, but claiming that you are alive is insane. And they indoctrinate you because from the outset, the first thing they do is tell you what? Let's raise the dead. All right. I don't know if y'all can follow. I don't like talking about court, right? People be telling y'all, court's on paper. Court's not in the building. But they don't know how to deal with it. So a lot of y'all would say, well, shoot, I don't have to go to court, so I'm never going to the building. Okay. And then you got warrants and arrest affidavits for you. For you. Then what? Then what? Huh? So, I just summed it up, how not to go to court. I hope y'all get it. If you didn't get it, I'm sorry, you missed it. Let's see. Let's see what else they got for you. You have the right to know who's making a claim against you, the right to know who the injured party is, the right to conditionally accept. See, this is what y'all get taught. Let me read this shit, y'all. So people say, yo, court is on paper, and then they turn around and they tell you, listen, to uphold the people, it's your duty to ask questions, right? So this is what they say. You have the right to know who's making a claim against you. Let me say this. When you're acting and they give you a role to play, you know how it's the presence of the body, corrects the error in the name, like all of that stuff. A lot of times, I meet clients or constituents who have already engaged in these contracts. Like I recall most recently, try to help someone who had already engaged, was facing jail time and several other things. In any instance, help them with some information, show them some information, gave them a perspective in terms of a strategy. And they go in and they manipulated the strategy however they felt fit. And by doing so, they made errors a good way to deal with it is being the E word. I don't even know what that means. I gotta go back and catch that. But they made errors, right? Shit, what was I just, I shouldn't have read that damn comment. God damn it. I was just telling y'all the story, though, right? Somebody's writing in the chat what I just said last, so please. I literally read that damn comment. That's why I can't be distracted with reading y'all comments and trying to keep up with what I'm saying. That shit throws me off every week. You think I would learn? Shit. I don't even remember what the last thing is that I said, y'all. I just fucked up, and I apologize. But I read that comment. Now they got to explain to me a good way to deal with it. What's the E-word? Let me put it back on y'all. What's the E-word? Six. What are you talking about? Because I done messed up. Ain't nobody going to help me remind me what I was just saying? Now y'all slow in the chat? God damn it, man. Quarters in that, true quarters on paper, dope. Go in the bill. Oh, I ain't say all of that. I don't even know what the fuck y'all talking about, but thank y'all. Yeah, I ain't say none of that. See, all of that is suspect, right? Because I just told y'all. Oh, that's what I was saying. The people tell y'all that court's on paper, but then they got y'all asking for discovery, right? I was telling you, I engage with people that already had their cases, and the hardest thing to do is to undo the fact that they already what? Accepted their role. I could prove this shit to you right now. So when you pull dockets, right, it provides you with the information. And watch this. Let me show you how this shit kickstarted. So individual is on the road. Individual gets pulled over. They get flagged, ultimately gets taken away, right? They get taken off the road. A whole bunch of stuff happens where, you know, rights are being tossed left and right, right? Fingerprinted, this, that, and the fifth, right? blood test, the whole shebang, right? So, boom. They get into a situation like I'm telling you. So y'all need to understand how these things work. And this is not the way I wanted to go. I didn't want to go into too much detail tonight, but I'll go into it. Watch this. So gets into the situation, like I said, already engaged in the contract. But once the case commenced, y'all got to know how the behind the scenes work. And I'll do a show on that next week. Somebody remind me to talk about what police got to do next week, right? And I'll show you the administrative side of the ticket, right? So y'all can see what happens, right? So boom, I'm going to explain it though. On the administrative side, they have a certain time frame from the time the ticket is issued to get it to the court, because the court is the ones that enforce these tickets, right? So what happens is when you have these so-called serious cases, you know, arrests, you know, whatever, DUIs, whatever the case may be, boom, the state is going to come in as the prosecutor, right? So they're going to be the plaintiff. But what's weird is they write a statement on the docket. I'm not going to pull it up to read it exactly. I'm going to explain it to you. And on the docket, it tells you who the initial parties are. Do you want to know the word they use to describe the initial parties? I'm going to Google that shit. I'm going to look that shit up right now for you. I'm going to look up the definition is what I'm saying. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Can't even write tonight. Can't type tonight, I should say. All right. So, boom. This is the definition. To invest and then receive a part of or share as in business profit payments on the promissory note title, da 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 da, as one of the beneficiaries of the estate of a person who has died, right? They just described it, right? So, that's not a good definition. Here we go. Let's get into Webster. They're just giving you the damn word. They're going to give it right back to you. I'm looking up the word. They use the word back in the definition. All right. The word is to be a participant. So in the beginning, so what Webster just said is one who participates. Like, that's not even giving me a breakdown. In any instance, they have at the top the initial participants. And I know you don't know what that means. But what they'll list out is they'll list the officer as the initial participant, and then the defendant, right, as well. And then some way, somehow, the police officer gets replaced, right, by the prosecutor. Isn't that crazy? So the age-old question of asking the police that arrest you, ticketed you, whatever the case may be, what role they're playing is very important, right? Because are they the witness? Are they the arresting officer? Are they the injured party? Which role are they playing? Pay attention. So from the outset, it's fraud. But because you're taught to go into the building and ask for discovery, your ass is in there what? Playing with the damn play. You're participating. You are a defendant. So the tactics that I would suggest to you before you got into that would never work for you. Now you really have to play the game. And no matter what you say, no matter what you do, depending on how you do it, they're going to always tie you back to the fact that you consented to that. So here go why rescissions are important yet again. I don't want to go into too much details with it, but I'll show you next week when I talk about the police administration stuff, how they deal with it. But at the end of the day, on the docket, they tell you, here are the people who chose to participate. So if you are chosen to participate, they must have solicited some type of participation, either introduction or application or request or whatever you want to call it, right? You gotta know what y'all doing. But once you lock in, it's a different ball game. I love it, man. All right. It says here private. To be in the private is to live in a private capacity. What the? As a man or woman with flesh and blood, arms and legs, a conscious mind and a spirit and life. All men and women are created as equal. And yes, they use some words that I'm not going to say because I don't like it. Endowed with the unalienable rights, responsibilities, and credits. A natural man or woman, they are called creditors. If they don't, just get the hell out of here. Public. To be in the public is to act as in a public capacity. They go into this whole dead or alive shit. I'm sorry, y'all. I thought there was more meat and potatoes on here. But there's not. Crossing the line, I don't know what they're talking about. And I'm looking at this thing. They got a lot of different information from a lot of different sources, it looks like. And they just slapped it together. So, I don't know. I will talk about this portion now because this seems like it has some merit to it. This is on, what the hell? It just said public servants. Yeah, let me read on what they say here real quick. Public servants are the private. Not meat and potatoes. Not meat. As public officers, they enforce statutes, correct, which prescribe the legal terms and conditions of the contracts with penalties, etc. Public officers do not swear an oath to enforce statutes and are not protected by a public bond, having unlimited full commercial liability. I promise y'all, 90% of this is just heartbreaking, right? I'm going to talk about something when I get off the air with a couple of y'all. Cause, you know, somebody came in the chat and the name just like threw me because that's just funny. So that's why I perked up a little bit. But at the end of the day, life is crazy. I got work to do, y'all. I got so much work to do. So what we got coming down the pipes is, because I'm throwing off with this shit tonight. What we got coming down the pipes is we got some new information that we're going to put to the test and give y'all some feedback on that. I told y'all we didn't post, and that's just my bad. The videos were done. It's just I wasn't happy with them, and I think I could have done more to explain the Express Trust, because I think I did that in like 7 minutes, and I read through quite a bit of templates because that particular document came with templates, and what was it? I forgot the other stuff that I was working on, but I need to get that done ASAP. So I might put something out tomorrow just because it's Friday and it captures this week still. I might just put out that 7 minute video. I just don't want to have to redo the videos after. You know what I mean? I know I'm kind of new to all this technology stuff, so, and I know they're not the best videos, but I'm struggling with coming back and doing them shits again later. Before I get into all of that stuff, though, did y'all have any questions about this whole public and private that I was just asking about or reading about in the chat? These people are funny. Oh, my God. Well, I take any callers. Just press 1 to raise your hand. Get some feedback. But that shit crazy. Oh, man. Yeah, any questions? No questions? Nope, they said they saw it in the chat. Alright, cool. So yeah, got some new information we're going to work on. We'll get those rolling and pumping out to y'all as soon as possible. We're looking to make a lot of adjustments. I'm not going to lie to y'all. We figured out like it's just easier to just take a step back and kind of refocus. I think we tried to spread ourselves thin. We were hands in TikTok, this one, that one. And it's like, you just can't even keep up with the demand. Like, you need a whole team to kind of work that for you. So we got some new info coming up. We're going to show y'all some really dope resources. But as far as tonight, let me summarize everything for y'all just so y'all have a better understanding. A lot of times, y'all are going about these things wrong. It would not make sense for you to make a claim that you have a soul, that you are the living man, that you are the living woman, and go and engage with entities that can only deal with the dead. It just wouldn't make any sense. So once you understand that, when I say that court is on paper, it's not the building, is because you're just engaging with dead entities. And what's dead? What's the dead plane? Paper. That's where creation happens, people. You had a thought, you put it on paper, you just created it. Now you can go build it and shape it and fashion it, right? You can do all of that shit. But you just created it. You materialized it on this plane when you put it on paper. So you talk to the dead on paper. I would tell you how to talk to the dead on paper for real, but that's neither here nor there. Right? So in any instance, that's it for me, man. If y'all ain't gonna talk to me, y'all know I don't like carrying the show. You know, I can't take talking to myself, and I've been at it for quite a little bit. I wanted to just make sure I got on, and I did something relatively brief. So I'm okay with today being a little bit choppy because I couldn't even come up with a topic. I think I put up DBA, and I ended up talking about public and private. So, yeah, so it doesn't even match anybody. But, yeah, nevertheless, yeah, my intention was to try to share some more information and help shed light. So all these people that are telling you court is on paper, but you need to go in and ask for discovery and all of this shit, it's just garbage. It's absolute trash. It's point blank garbage. It's absolute trash. I can't remember the quote. Actually, I'm gonna read something to y'all and I'm gonna prove that, and then I can also the line. Can I find it though? Let me look at my constitutional challenge. That's probably where I have it. Now that I done told you, I actually don't even want to read it no more. Like, why the fuck did I say that? Why did I say that, yo? Damn, yo. Oh my god, something wrong with me, man. damn it. All right, let me see if it's this. Boy, y'all can go steal this shit if y'all want to. Alright, y'all can steal this shit if y'all want to. But this is it right here. It says, every government is an artificial person, an abstraction, and a creature of the mind only. A government can interface only with other artificial persons. The imaginary, having neither actuality nor substance, is foreclosed from creating and attaining parity with the tangible. The legal manifestation of this is that no government, as well as any law, agents, or agency, aspect, court, etc., can concern itself with anything other than corporate artificial persons and the contracts between them. So when I said that it was asinine for you to claim that you are the living soul while going into their building to address a contract that has been either accepted upfront or by acquiescence or by default, right? They don't care anymore. They got the attachment they were looking for. And they created what we consider to be joiner. So you can plead until you're blue. But then they get you for breach of contract. You said you're going to play. You said you would act as the defendant. And now you're backing out of that contract. You get it? So you just got to know the realm you're in and what you're doing. And hopefully, like I said, this stuff kind of makes sense. And you can, you know, make an informed decision. That's all we want over here, is for you to make an informed decision. But stop going into their building and submitting paperwork talking about you living this and that and the fifth and all of this stuff. You know, one of these days I should break down, because a lot of people use it, but they don't know what it means either. But this whole idea of, what's it called? Shit. Restricted appearance. appearance, right? They don't know what that means. That's G14 classified stuff, people. If y'all not going to talk to me and ain't nobody raising their hand, I'm going to go ahead and end it there, and I'll tap in next week, man. Again, provided that nothing else transpires and there's no distractions, we'll be on pace to meet our little targets, all right? But I appreciate y'all in the chat. Appreciate y'all online. I'll catch y'all next Tuesday. Peace.